Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, if you want to make more money, it all starts with raising your gross profit. You could sell millions, but if you ain't keeping enough of the money, you're screwed. That's why we have our 50% bidding sheet for you. If you head to thecontractorfight.com/50, we'll show you how to bid your projects at a 50% gross profit so that you're not undercharging for the high value work that you bring. So if you want to make more money, go to thecontractorfight.com/50. Welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. We're live in some Facebook groups and on YouTube, and we're ripping the audio here to a Q&A episode for the Fight Podcast. We appreciate you guys hanging out. Don't forget to give us a rating, review, share this with another contractor. So, Dan, the question we have here today.
I'll read it so you can catch your breath. All right. What's up, fighters? Current remodel we are tackling is going smooth as butter. We just had our demo crew pull up 1,600 square feet of flooring and tile. House is dust-free, immaculate. Homeowner absolutely thrilled with progress. Apparently, when the demo guys went to open a window, homeowner was right there watching this and said he forced the window open and broke the window. She tells me that the windows were recently repaired and now she wants us to fix it. My thought process. The window wouldn't just break when you open it. It was probably never really fixed. Now she wants us to fix it. And the demo crew never notified me of this. I'm kind of annoyed they failed to mention this, regardless how spotless the house looks. What would you do with both client and sub? Should I cover the cost? Thanks.
We put this in here as a question, guys, because of the number of comments that I saw in the Facebook group. I don't know if you saw the post, Dan.
I didn't see this one.
It was like just a crazy number of don't pay for it. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's on your sub. Like you said, yeah, finger pointing. I mean, we go on and on. And I was just blown away by the number of just really crappy answers that I saw. Mm-hmm. And really so many people that were overthinking this.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to find the post right now because I want to just read my response. Okay. All right, here it is. I just pulled it up. Should have had it pulled up. So yeah, there were 20 something comments here. You know, obviously I'm not going to read all the comments, but it was like split the cost, move on. There was, why was your sub even trying to open a window? Like just things like, I would say, sure, we'll fix it, but it'll cost her. In my contracts, if a homeowner or property owner can prove without a doubt that one of us did it, blah, 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 then we'll fix it. So again, just
that fosters a good relationship.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, guys, I get it that you want to have shit in your contract to protect you like all of us do, right? You should, but that's a last resort to me. So I'm curious, Dan, how would you handle this? I know what I said. I'm curious what you would do.
First, it's like, I just replaced the window, first of all, because to your earlier point, it's a somebody under my control theoretically broke it at the start of a remodel. They're going to be in this house for how many fucking months dealing with this person? I would not want to have her as a pit bull opening the door every morning. And then I'm just seeing there's just expectations these guys get set up with his crew. Like here's, like you just said, a system to employ. It's like, if you break something with my guys, it's the same. Just own it. I don't really give a shit. I don't take out my guys' pay because I want them to be accountable and to tell me so I can get in front of it. Everything just has to go towards the customer's experience and then translating that and how prevent this shit popping up and ruining your day in the future. That's how I would approach it.
Yeah. So I'll tell you how I'd approach it if I can find my damn comment. Because I was not weighing in. I'm like, I don't need to get involved in this. I don't need to get involved in this. And then, of course, you know, I had to get
you're
involved.
Too deep.
And now I can't find my comment. So basically what I said, I don't know, it's in here somewhere. I simply said I would cut her a check for the new window or I would have one installed, whatever. Because in one of the comments, the guy who's having the issue basically said that apparently she's reached out to the manufacturer and they're not communicating well with her and this and that. But what they can gather is the window is going to be like $700. Okay. So again, my point was cut her a check for $700. Or in a best case scenario, order the window, take it all off her plate, go above and beyond here. It doesn't matter whose fault it is, because you're attached to it at this point. Mm-hmm. Put in the new window, and then I would just tell my sub. I'd say, hey, I know stuff happened, especially if it's a sub where you don't have issues like this very often, right? Like, guys, we all know shit happens. Yeah. I mean, we were accused of stealing jewelry in somebody's house one time, and I was like, I knew we didn't do it. I promise you we didn't do it. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I would just say to my sub, I'd be like, hey, you owe me one. Yeah. I mean, and I don't mean like to hold it over his head. I just be, hey, you owe me lunch or whatever. Okay. Because I want to keep that relationship, because you know, Dan, how hard it is to find good qualified subs and people mm-hmm. that show up and work. And the last thing I shared is I'm like, dude, pay it, move on, install the new window, move on, whatever. Don't make a big deal out of it. I said, just the length of this post and the thread and how many times you've been in there. I've said, you've already wasted too much of your mental energy and focus and time on this issue yeah. that's taking you away from scoring points in other areas of your business. And so I always look at the emotional toll of being involved in these little fights.
Yeah. I had years ago, my guys knocked we're working on the outside of a house. They threw a ladder against a wall that knocked a vase off a mantle. And turned out it was like a 500-year-old Chinese vase that was irreplaceable. I called the homeowner, they're out of state. I was like, hey, we broke a vase. I've got good insurance. What do I have to do? Like, yeah, it's kind of irreplaceable, Dan, seeing how it's fucking from the Ming Dynasty or wherever it was. But they're so impressed that, because we weren't in their house at all, they're so impressed that we just presented a solution for it and owned it, that they wound up doing it all on their homeowner's insurance. Didn't come after us at all. So this is like, just don't get confrontational with people. Like, people give grace when you just own your shit and try and solve a problem. And it's like, the sub seems like he's doing a great job. Other than this, I wouldn't burn that relationship, like you said. And I would just come to the homeowner and solve it. You're charging enough. What's a window?
And again, back to, you know, one of our previous episodes here about 50% gross profit, guys, this is why you do it. When you have enough profit in the job, it's like, you know what? Shit happens. And again, you know, I think it was Maya Angelou or whoever that chick is, right? One of her quotes is like, people remember how you made them feel, right? And so being right is not the most important thing here, y'all. It's because there's always a story, right? You don't know what happened. And I don't care. Like, that's the thing. Now, if this is happening on like every other project and there's an issue, then I obviously care. I'm going to have a talk with the sub or the team or whoever it is. But I can't, guys, when things like this happen to me, I always chalk it up to a marketing expense. I just go, it's just a way we're marketing our business, building our brand, and being a company that's super easy to work with. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, if you're listening on the podcast, super appreciate you guys hanging out. Give us a review or rating on iTunes or wherever you listen to this. Share it with another contractor. If you're in one of the groups, feel free to post the question in the group, and you might get an answer. You might not, depending on who's in there and who sees it. Don't forget, we got our Mile High Profit Summit coming up in September. Go to thecontractorfight.com/mile-high-profit-summit. A lot of dashes in there. Or just go to thecontractorfight.com and click the header, and you'll go to the event page. You need to be in the room. I'm telling you right now, there is so much power, my friends, in who you associate with and who you hang out with and who rubs off on you and who you rub off on. It's a good thing. So anyway, appreciate y'all. Dan, as always, it's great hanging with you.
Good times.
And we'll see you guys. We're out. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.